40 or something like that, or up to after Lord Chaitanya's time. Next, a couple verses later, they use Vatsara. Two different words for the year. We don't know. Anyway, 83. Taramadje je je varshe ache vishe vishtariya ake taha kahiva vishe nishe. Yeah, they're right there, varshe. It was a work year. Whatever happened during those years that is worth noting shall be described later. Text 84. Emata Mahaprabhura Charivaksharadeva Dakshinantan Asite Girivaksharadeva. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed 4 years. He spent the first 2 years on his tour in South India. Text 85. Aradui Vatsara Chahe Vrindavana Jayate Ramananda Hakte Prabhuna Pare Talite. The other 2 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he could not leave Jagannath Puri because of Ramananda Roy's tricks. 86. Panchama Vatsare Gaudira Bhakta Gana Aila Rata Deki Narahila Gaudira Shadile. During the 5th year, the devotees from Bengal came to see the Rath Yatra festival. After seeing it, they did not stay but returned to Bengal. 87. Tabe Prabhu Sarvabhama Ramananda Stani Alinganakari Kahi Madhura Vachani. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed the proposal before Sarvabhama Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy. He embraced them and spoke sweet words. 88. Bahuta Utkantamura Jaite Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my desire to go to Vrindavan has very much increased. Because of your tricks, I have not been able to go there for the past 2 years. 89. Karaha Samati Anyagati. This year I must go. Will you please give me permission? Save for you two, I have no other resort. 90. Goda deshe hayamora dui samashraya janani janavi e dui dayamaya. In Bengal I have 2 shelters, my mother and the river Ganges. Both of them are very merciful. 91. Goda desha diya jabo tansaba dekiya tumi donhe agya deha parasana haya. I shall go to Vrindavan through Bengal and see both my mother and the river Ganges. Now would you too be pleased to give me permission? 92. Suniya prabhura bani mani vichayaya Prabhu Sani Ati Hatta Prabhu Balanaya. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy heard these words, they began to consider that it was not at all good that they had played so many tricks on the Lord. 93. Dunhe kahe ebe varsha chalite naivibo vijaya dashami aira avasha chalibo. They both said, now that the rainy season is here, it will be difficult for you to travel. It is better to wait for Vijayadashami before departing for Vrindavan. Another trick, I don't know. 94. Anande Mahaprabhu Varshakaila Samadhan Vijayadashami Dini Karila Payan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to thus receive their permission. He waited until the rainy season passed, and when the day of Vijayadashami arrived, he departed for Vrindavan. Jagannathara prasada prabhu jatta pancha chaiva karara chandana dora sabasangalaya. The Lord collected whatever remnants of food were left by Lord Jagannath. He also took remnants of the Lord's kadara ointment, sandalwood, and ropes with him. 96. Jagannate Agyamagi Prabhate Chalila Uriya Bhaktagana Sangi Pache Chali Aila. After taking Lord Jagannath's permission early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed, and all the devotees of Orissa began following him. 97. Uriya Bhaktagane Prabhu Jatne Anivarila Nijagana Sangi Prabhu Bhavani Pura Aila. Translation, it was with great care that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade the Orissa devotees to follow him. Accompanied by personal associates, he first went to Bhavanipur. One goes through Bhavanipur before reaching a well-known place named Janakadevipur or Janakidevipur. Ramananda Aila Pache Dolaya Chariya Vaninata Bahu Prasada Dila Pataya. After Lord Chaitanya reached Bhavanipur, Ramananda Roy arrived on his palanquin and Vaninath Roy had a large quantity of prasad sent to the Lord. 99. Prasad bhojana kari tataya rahila pratikale chali prabhu bhuvaneshwara aila. After taking prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained there for the night. Early in the morning, he began walking and finally reached Bhuvaneshwar. We had opportunity to stay in Bhuvaneshwar early days when before a temple was open. That was long before the temple was open, in 1976. We had Srila Gauravinda Maharaj was staying in the temple hut. He had two rooms. One was the temple room and one was his room. And we were staying on the other side across the field in a cow dung hut, me and one other brahmachari, Devadharma. Running water, we had one tap at the temple, next to the temple. Not in the temple, it was outside. And we had it was straw roof, cow dung hut with a very nice cow dung spread around, and tulsis were there just outside the door, just like what you see out of in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Haridas Thakur, Bhajan Kuti or something like that. It was very, we had no electricity, of course. And we had no running water and no electricity for me and Devadharma. We had a well just behind the hut, like maybe 20 feet down well. We'd throw buckets with the rope and bring up water for our bath and like that. An interesting time. We had to, Srila Prabhupada came there. Oh, that was end of January 77. He came directly from Kumbh Mela. Gauravinda Maharaj went there to receive him, and we were left alone there. Some other devotees came, I think, anyway. And they had to make sure that we got the electrical connection that had been arranged by Gauravinda Maharaj, because Srila Prabhupada's requirement was that for him to come there, he had to have electricity for his translation work. We got the electricity connection finally connected, because India bureaucracy was very famous, of course. So we got we got the electrical connection one day before Srila Prabhupada came. And then I think Srila Prabhupada started his translation on the 10th canto there in Bhuvaneshwar. And he was staying in the temple room where we had was the temple room. I was going out every day. I think I told Sakshi that I was probably the first Orissa book distributor. I would go out every day to the bus station It was maybe a mile and a half, maybe, or so. Sometimes we'd walk and sometimes we'd take a rickshaw. David Dharma would go out and meet different men to try to get some donations and to make life members. And we had a very simple life like that, very peaceful in the association of Srila Gaura-Govinda Maharaj. So next we are at 100. Katake asya kaila gopala darshan sapne saravitra kaila prabhurani mantran. After reaching the city of Katak, he saw the temple of Gopal, and a Brahmin there named Sapneshvara invited the Lord to eat. I don't know, but this may be Sakshi Gopal, because I think Sakshi Gopal was in Katak. Katak is just very close to Bhubaneswar. I think it's hardly 10, 20 kilometers or something. Sakshi Gopal, I think, used to be in Katak, and then they moved, it's probably not Gopal. He moved different places, but anyway. He was in the temple of Lord Jagannath for a while, but there was some disagreement with Lord Jagannath. Sakshi Gopal had, had some disagreement with Lord Jagannath. So they moved him to outside Jagannath Puri to one town that was called Sakshi Gopal. All right, this is text number 101. Ramanandaraya Sabakani Nimantralila Nimantrila Bahira Udjani Asi Prabhu Vasakaila. All right, Ramanandaraya invited all the others for their meals, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his resting place in a garden outside the temple. Well, how far we go? Huh? 118. Oh, long ways. Still. 102. Bhikshakari Bakulatari Tale Karila Vishram Prataparudra Tai Raya Karila Payan. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking rest beneath a Bakul tree, Ramananda Roy immediately went to Maharaj Prataparudra. Suni Anandita Raja Ati Shigra Ayala Prabhudeki Dandavata Bhumete Padila. The king was very happy to hear the news, and he hastily went there. Upon seeing the Lord, he fell flat to offer him obeisances. 104. Puna Ute Puna Pare Pranaya Vihal Suti Pare Pulakanga Pare Ashrujal. Being overwhelmed with love, the king again and again got up and fell down. When he offered prayers, his whole body shivered and tears fell from his eyes. Tanra bhakti deki prabhura tushta hai laman uti mahaprabhu tanre kaila alingan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see the king's devotion, and he therefore stood up and embraced him. 106. Puna stuti kariraja karaye pranam prabhu kripa asute tanra deha kaila snam. When the Lord embraced the king again and again offered prayers and obeisances. In this way, the Lord's mercy brought tears from the king, and the Lord's body was bathed with these tears. Sustakari Ramananda Rajare Pasila Kriyamana Bhakti Prabhu Kanalakti Pakala. Finally, Ramananda Rai pacified the king and made him sit down. The Lord also bestowed mercy upon him through his body, mind, and words. 108. Aiche Tahare Kripakaya Gaurai Prataparudra Santata Namahaya Jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed such mercy to the king that from that day on the Lord became known as Prataparudra Santata, the deliverer of Maharaj Prataparudra. He was not an ordinary king. He was a very great king. He was able to keep all the Muslims out of Orissa, very powerful. Rajapatra Gana Kaila Prabhura Vandam Raja Levi Dayatila Sachivanandam. All the government officers also paid their respects to the Lord. And finally, the king and his men were bade farewell by the son of Mother Sachi. 110. Bahire Asi Aja Agyapatra Lekai Vishai Stana Paitaila. The king then went outside and had orders written down and sent to the government servants within his kingdom. 111. Grami Grami Nutana Avasa Karibo Pancha Satanavya Grihe Samagra Kaibaribo. His orders read, in every village you should construct new residences, and in 5 or 7 new houses you should store all kinds of food. Apani Prabhu Kelaya Kaha Utaribo Ratri Jibo Vitra Haste Sevaya Rahibo. You should personally take the Lord to these newly constructed houses. Day and night you should engage in his service with a stick in your hands. 113. Dui Mahapatra Harichandana Mardara Raj Kanya Ajadila Raja Kaya Sarvakai. The king ordered 2 respectable officers named Harichandana and Mardaraj to do whatever was necessary to carry out these orders. 114-115. Ekanavya Nauka Ani Rakaha Nadi Tire Jahan Snana Kari Prabhu Jahan Nadi Pare Tahan Samba Ropanakara Mahatirta Kari Nitya Snana Kariba Tahan Tahan Jena Mari. The king also ordered them to maintain a new boat on the banks of the river, and whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath or crossed to the other side of the river, they should establish a memorial column and make that place a great place of pilgrimage. Indeed, said the Lord, I shall take my bath there, and let me also die there. 116. Chatutare Karaha Uttama Navaras Ramananda Tahatumi Mahaprabhu Rapas. The king continued, at Chaturdvara, please construct new residential quarters. Now, Ramananda, you can return to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 17. Sanjate Chalibe Prabhu Nipachi Sunila Asta Upara Tabu Grihe Sri Gana Chadila. When the king heard that the Lord was leaving that evening, he immediately made arrangements for some elephants with small tents on their backs to be brought there. Then all the ladies of the palace got on the elephants. Can repeat after me, we'll do this one responsibly. Prabhura Chali Bara Pate Rahe Sari Hai. Sandate Chalila Prabhu Nija Ganalaya. Prabhura Chalibara Pate Rahe Sarilaya. Sandate Chalila Prabhu Nija Ganalaya. Somebody want a chant? We had enough chant. What? Prabhura, of the Lord, Chalibara Pate, on the route of walking, Rahe. Ramin. Sarihaya. Being in a line. Sanjate. In the evening. Chalila Prabhu. The Lord departed. Nijaganalaya. Taking his own men. Translation. All these ladies went to the road the Lord was taking and remained there in a line. That evening the Lord departed with his devotees. Amagyanatya marandasya gyananjana salakaya chaksur unmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupakaramayam tatati svapadandikam Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Dishtarani Vanchakalpa Trubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So any questions? We have no purpose here. We have to. I don't know. Actually in the next verse it's described. I just found out I was supposed to give class yesterday. And as I said, I stayed for some time in Bhubaneswar. We didn't travel around a lot, but we did go to just on the outskirts of Bhubaneswar. There's a famous place called Kandagiri, where we performed on Kirtan. They have some caves there, some old Buddhist. There used to be a big Buddhist presence in the area of Bhubaneswar and even in Jagannath Puri like that. So anyway, we didn't go around too much, but I was looking. It says on the text 97, it says that one goes, Srila Prabhupada in the purport says, one goes through Bhavanipur before reaching a well-known place named Janakadevipur or Janakadevipur. I was looking long time, looking for these two places, Bhavanipur, Janakadevipur. I wasn't able to find them. Actually, the next verse, 119, it talks about one river, Chitrotpala. I found that one. That's actually a sub-river. There's a big river that goes through the city of Cuttack. Cuttack is a very big city. I think it used to be the biggest city in Orissa. Orissa was very, impoverished place, at least in the 70s, like when I was staying there. And I remember shortly after I left Bhubaneswar, I was looking, I saw some kind of figures about the different per capita income of the different states of India. I came across it, and I saw that Orissa was by far the lowest on the list of all the different states of India like that. Criticism or anything. That was very, actually, the people of Orissa, actually, there's a statement in the Puranas, I think, that in the Kali Yuga, that the bhakti cult will be reborn in Orissa like that, because this material opulence and devotion to the Lord go very ill together like that. If someone is in material opulence, as one has some great material opulence, it's very difficult for him to practice real devotion. As Krishna says, Bhogaishvarya Prasakdanam Tayak Paritta Chaitasam. That someone who is not got so much. It's also Queen Kunti, she prays like that. That was called Twama Kinchana Gochara, that you are the property of those who are materially bereft of everything like that. That Janmaishwarya Shrita Shribiri, that the Edamana Madapuman, that these things are just like this Janma, good birth like that. Aishwarya, opulences. Shruta is the great learning like that. And Shribir, the personal beauty like that. Edamana Madapuman, these are just like intoxicants for the conditioned soul. Of course, in Krishna consciousness, everything can be utilized in the service of the Lord. We encourage, and we have also seen that personalities like the six Goswamis, they came from very high social positions like that. They had good birth, they had much riches, their bodily features were very attractive. And Srila Prabhupada used to praise his Western disciples like that. He says, you are very all attractive, bodily features. These are a result of past pious activities like that. All these things, Janmaishwarya, Shruta, Shri, these are all result of past pious activities. So if one is able to continue with his path of performing pious activities, he may get a chance to perform the actual pious activity of devotional service like that. Sometimes one gets that opportunity. And then he can start his path of real devotion like that. So anyway, we were talking about this Orissa, how was like I said, we were staying in a cow dung hut with straw roof and no electricity, no running water. And it was not, we were not alone staying like that. Many people used to live like that in the villages of Orissa. Like I said, we didn't travel around too much, but we did go out some of the different places, and we've had some experience that people were very simple and devoted to Lord Jagannath like that. We had, when I was distributing at the books at the bus stop, sometimes we would have opportunity, some pious devotee would come up and say, here's some Jagannath prasadam. So they were very kind like that. And they appreciated, even though we had also, for another example, is there that the Namahatta, when then Srila Prabhupada came to visit there, installed the cornerstone ceremony, had installed the cornerstone for the temple that was to be built there. He had plans, they said, to make the temple, I think he mentioned one time to make it 1 or 2 feet taller than the Jagannath temple, and then he said, Lord Jagannath will come from to our temple like that. He used to preach heavily about how the Jagannath was meant for the whole world like that, because Lord Jagannath was very dear to to Srila Prabhupada. From his childhood, we know that Srila Prabhupada used to have this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival as a child. So, and he used to also visit Jagannath Puri. He would visit sometimes like that. He installed that cornerstone ceremony. When the devotees, when Srila Prabhupada comes, just like when Krishna comes, he brings all of his associates. And Srila Prabhupada also, wherever he went, so many of his associates would come. So at that time, we had the devotees of Guru Kripa Maharaj. At that time he was Maharaj, and his Namahatta devotees came there. And they were very of course, in that, at least in that side of the world, they had collected lakhs of rupees to help build the Vrindavan temple and the Gurukul and Permayapur project. Also, they were given so much money. So they were had very good reputation for our collecting lots, big sums of money, but they tried to do that something in Bhubaneswar, and they were not very successful, I can say. We would get sometimes maybe 20, sometimes 30 rupees a day and buy our collections like that. Of course, the rupee at that time was not so, it was a little bit more valuable than it is now. That time, I think the exchange rate was maybe 10 rupees to a dollar. Now it's like 60, 65, maybe 70, I don't know. But anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had long time desire to go to Vrindavan. From the time that he took sannyas, right after he took sannyas, after the ceremony that when he took sannyas, he was immediately wanted to start for Vrindavan. And by some tricks, again, Nityananda Prabhu took him around. He was, Lord Chaitanya was in such ecstasy, he didn't know where he was. And Nityananda Prabhu took him around Radhadesh like that, this place where the Ganges doesn't flow, near, I guess Nityananda Prabhu was from that area, so he maybe knew some places where they fell or went. But by some tricks, he told the cowherd boys in the that were herding their cows nearby that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquires, where is the Jamuna River, you just point him out the path to the Ganges, like that. And he told Chandrasekharacharya to go to Shantipur and bring Advaita Prabhu in a boat to some particular ghat. And then when Nityananda Prabhu, by these tricks, brought Lord Chaitanya to the Ganges, he told him, "Let's see, there's the Jamuna right there." Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He took bath there in great ecstasy. Then Dvaita Prabhu came. Lord Chaitanya had only one set of clothes like that, and he was standing there on the bank all wet from taking bath. And Dvaita Prabhu came in his boat, and he said that, "What is it? How you come here, Dvaita? You come here to Vrindavan also?" And Dvaita Prabhu, he said that, "Well, wherever you are, there is Vrindavan. But by great fortune, you have come to my this place. This is the Ganges like that." And Lord Chaitanya could understand that some trick they brought him here is actually the Ganges still in Bengal. So they brought him to Advaita Prabhu's house, brought the Lord to Advaita Prabhu's house, and they had some Sankirtan festival of Mother Sachi came there, and I think she had opportunity to cook one night at a time for the Lord. So anyway, this was a great desire for Lord Chaitanya to come to Vrindavan. Actually, I think in the same chapter, yes. Later on, I'm going to skip ahead because I didn't have much time to prepare, and there's no purports also. So I have some freedom, I think, here. It says that in text 280, Gadadhar Pandit, was being sent back to Orissa like that. Maybe I don't know if it's there. Anyway, in text 280 it says, "Tumi jahan jahan raha tahan Vrindavan tahan Jamuna Ganga Sarvatirthagan." Gadadhar Pandit said, "Wherever you stay is Vrindavan, as well as the river Jamuna, the river Ganges, and all other places of pilgrimage." The next verse it says, "Tabu Vrindavan jaha loka sikaite saite kariboy Karibe Tamara Jai Layat." Although wherever you stay is Vrindavan, you still go to Vrindavan just to instruct people. Otherwise, you do whatever you think best. So this is the opinion of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this strong desire to go to Vrindavan loka sikshayate, to instruct people, that people should visit Vrindavan. And this way, Srila Prabhupada gives very nice purport here. I'm not going to read it or anything, but because that's coming up in a few weeks, whatever. But he mentions in the purport some of the things that he mentions, that some of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, he gives a list of names. I mentioned actually last week, I think, that Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who was incarnation of King Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani's father, and as well as Sikhi Mahiti, Ramananda Rai, he says, Shivananda Sain, there's a big list of devotees that never went to Vrindavan, according to the literatures that we have. And it also mentions that some people, they do go to Vrindavan. What is that? Says sometimes materialistic person, people who have no spiritual understanding, go to Vrindavan as tourists. One who goes to Vrindavan with such materialistic vision cannot derive any spiritual benefit. So it's interesting, actually, because Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says that simply by going to Vrindavan, immediately one can feel the spiritual influence of Vrindavan. And of course, devotees of the Lord that go there, they immediately feel like that. And in the couple lines before what I just read, it says, he quotes that, Arajya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Tat Dhamma Vrindavan. The devotees, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they accept that Vrindavan is non-different than Krishna himself. That the land of Vrindavan is just as worshipable as Krishna. This is called Advaya Gyan, that the Lord, the Lord's name, of course, the Lord's qualities, the Lord's pastimes, the Lord's devotees even, they're non-different from the Lord. This is called Advaya Gyan. Of course, the devotees, they're devotees of the Lord, and there is also variety in this way. But there was one nice exchange, one from an early lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave, maybe San Francisco, 68 or something like that. One lady in the audience asked Srila Prabhupada, do the devotees... like pure devotees, like Prahlad Maharaj, are they also in their picture, just like Lord Narsingadev? Some kind of question like that, are they non-different than their picture, just like Narsingadev, because the picture is there. Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayers at the feet of Lord Narsingadev. So Srila Prabhupada gave that reply, that the Lord and his devotees, they're on the same platform. This Advaya Gyan. There's no difference in quality like that. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. The living entities are just like particles of gold, whereas the Lord is the gold mine. So anyway, besides the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to instruct us to visit Vrindavan, the natural symptom of a great personality, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting in that capacity as an acharya, as a devotee of the Lord, he was acting in that capacity. So he taught also how to act. When he was a householder also, he was in that capacity, he taught how to receive guests. At every day, He used to have so many guests in his house that they would feed them lunch like that, different sadhus and everything. So as a sannyasi, he also showed that what is the business of a sannyasi, he should go out and give mercy to the living entities. There's a very nice verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes sometimes, this Nanda Maharaj, he's speaking to Garga Muni. He says, Mahadvichalanam nirnam, Vihinam dina chetasam, that the great Mahat is the great souls. Vichalanam means they move here and there. Nirnam, Krihinam dina chetasam, Nishaya saya bhagavan, Kalpate nanyata kachit. Kalpate nanyata. They have no business moving here and there, but simply to give their mercy to the living entities like that. Shukadeva Goswami also was that took that capacity that he used to go to a householder's door to beg some milk. He didn't actually require that milk because he was completely self-satisfied. But in order to give mercy to the living entities like that. And what is that? Yudhishthira Maharaj and Vidura? There's other verses there. Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas Tirti Tirtha Bhuta Svayam Vibho Tirti Kurvanti Tirtani Svanta Stena Gadabhita. That this is also the scene in the pastime of the Ganges, bringing the Ganges to this planet that, what's his name? Bhagirath had to satisfy the Ganges that there was two conditions that Ganges said, I can come to the earth and deliver your forefathers, but there's two big problems with that, is that my force is so strong when it comes to earth that it will have devastating effect. So somehow you have to figure out how to sustain that force of my descent. So he arranged for Lord Shiva to sustain her descent like that. And she also said that this is Kali Yuga is coming up, so many sinful persons are coming, will be there and they'll bathe in my waters and I'll become overburdened with all these sinful reactions like that. So Bhagirath was very intelligent. He said that so many saintly persons also will come and they'll relieve those sinful reactions. That is that Tirtha Kurvanti Tirtani. That wherever the great personalities, great pure devotees go, that they turn that place into a place of pilgrimage. How is that possible? That they, because Tatra Gayanti Madhvakta Tatra Tishtami Narada, that wherever the devotees go, they're chanting the glories of the Lord, and Lord says that that is the place where I am, because actually the Lord, has that power to turn any place into a place of pilgrimage. As we are describing here in this verses today, that that the king told them to, that wherever Lord Chaitanya takes his bath, they should establish a memorial column. I don't know if any of those columns are presently seen. Be interesting subject matter for research, or the, along with this other two places, Bhavanipur and Janaki Devipur. But anyway, this is some things. Considerations why the Lord travels different places. And of course, the glories of Vrindavan are, I want to read one or two verses from Vrindavan Mahimramrita, which gives the glories, Prabodhananda Saraswati gives very nicely the glories of Vrindavan in this book. Anyway, we can open any page, I was thinking. O Forest of Vrindavan, although I am extremely unfortunate and most fallen, I desire to attain a unique transcendental goal. As a result, I am sufficiently embarrassed. But even if I receive a drop of your mercy, then what need is there for me to be embarrassed? Alas, O supreme abode of Vrindavan, if the young prince of Vrindavan, who certainly transgresses all rules and regulations, enjoys eternal pastimes in this place with the most magnanimous Sri Radha, then there is nothing for me to worry about. Every verse, there's a whole big book describing the glories of Sri Vrindavan Dham by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he set, what is that? Loka Sikhyate, that he goes to Vrindavan to for instruction of people. So similarly, we should follow in his footsteps, visit Sri Vrindavan Dham. And of course, the important point is that to be seen is that one goes to these holy places. What is that? Yatirtha Buddhi Salile Nakarichij. Janeshu Abhigeshu Saeva Gokara. We don't go to these holy places simply to take bath or anything, but we go to hear from the sadhus that are living there. That is the instruction of the Shastras. Okay, I took a long time. I guess we have no reports. Anybody has some comments or questions? Yes,
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
You mentioned certain people that go to...
Sorry?
You mentioned certain people that go to the holy dham, they don't receive any spiritual benefit.
Yeah, no, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that was from his purport.
They were with material motives or something?
Yes.
It just struck me that odd that they wouldn't receive
yes.
some agyata sukriti.
Yes, that's... yeah. And actually, in the where is that? 280. I think later on the purport, he says that anyone who goes to Vrindavan is benefited like that. Same purport. This cow dung pure or impure is the cow, stool of an animal, but still is pure. So you go to Vrindavan, you're going to get some benefit, but maybe take some time. It says, one who goes to Vrindavan with such materialistic vision cannot derive any spiritual benefit. So that means immediately the benefit is there. That I could read the whole purport. You read the purport and your job opportunity is there. Text 281 on the same chapter gives very nice instructions. Simultaneously one and different. We get benefits. There's no doubt. Anyone who goes to Vrindavan gets benefit. Vrindavan Mahamrita that many times Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says that don't even think about going any other place. You just stay in Vrindavan. And of course, in the purport of this verse that we were just talking about, it says also that, you can read that, I think at the very end. It says that, yes, Presently, the members of the Hare Krishna movement throughout the world live in materially opulent cities such as London, New York, Los Angeles, Paris, Moscow, Zurich, and Stockholm. However, we are satisfied with following in the footsteps of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other acharyas, because we live in the temples of Radha and Krishna and continuously hold Harinam Sankirtan, the chanting of Hare Krishna. We are consequently live in Vrindavan and nowhere else. And it says, this is the end of the purport, one last sentence. He says, we are also following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by attempting to construct a temple in Vrindavan for our disciples throughout the world to visit. So both things are there. Our temple is there also as good as Vrindavan, but we should also go there.
Also, if I remember rightly, when Lord Nityananda did that trick on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about going to Ganga, the Jamuna, and then Advaita Acharya said that what Lord Nityananda has said is true, because on that side of the river, it was the Jamuna. It was a confluence or something, right?
No, because the rivers, they flow together at Triveni, they come together. Yeah. Jamuna's coming one side and Ganga's the other, and so after from Allahabad to Bengal, they must be pretty well mixed together, but at the same time, he's making that distinguishing that, well, Jamuna's on this side and Ganga's on that side. So that's like that. We have to see this philosophy, Achintya Bheda Bheda, it pervades all of our Krishna consciousness, that simultaneously one and different, inconceivably simultaneously one and different. We have that philosophy just pervades all of our philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Yes.
I remember when I first went to Vrindavan, I was fortunate to connect with Divishakti Prabhu, who's such a faithful Vrindavan Vasi. And she said that Prabhupada said, everything is here within these four walls of the Krishna Balaram temple. You don't need to go here and there and everywhere. And it's just a point to balance our understanding that when we go to Vrindavan, we should have the mood of rendering service. And certainly any engagement in the Krishna Balaram temple, Prabhupada's mission, is the highest service we could render, you know. So I thought that was a very wise advice. Yeah.
Yes, we had experience that in our time in Vrindavan, that many devotees are going here and there. Not that we don't go here and there, but again, the same philosophy, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, that we go here and there, but not for anything other than the service of Krishna Balaram. We can say like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Vrindavan, when he went to South India, he used to visit all the different temples. He used to go to the temples of the Lord Shiva temples, Durga temples like that. And he saw them, of course, in relationship with the Supreme Lord. He was offering prayers like defined in Brahma Samhita like that. So devotees are offering obeisances. Amanina manadina. We offer respects to all living entities, what to speak of the Lord's entrusted servants. But we worship our spiritual master and Krishna through him. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya. Prabhupada Ki Jaya.